Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Hi, y'all.
How's everybody? Everybody doing out there?
Everybody in the podcast land, y'all. So guess what? We're going to talk this week about...
We're going to talk about life insurance.
Yes, honey. Because guess what?
Guess what?
GoFundMe. It's not a life insurance policy.
GoFundMe is not your life insurance policy.
It is not. We don't want to be remembered as that. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. And Hellfire is going to lead a lot with this one because we wear many hats, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And she is actually a licensed. Tell them what you... I'm going to have her to tell y'all.
Yes. Hello, everybody, again. I'm a licensed life and health insurance agent. I sell life insurance and health insurance. So I'm a little, knowledgeable on that. So we're going to talk about that, guys.
Yes, we need to talk about it. And I think it's important because we see a lot of people in the African-American community
mm-hmm.
when their relatives die, family members die, a lot of people. And this is not to disrespect anyone that's had to do it. This is just to kind of bring knowledge and light and awareness.
Awareness, right.
You know, we don't want to be on social media doing a GoFundMe to bury our loved ones. I don't want to.
But some of us, they think that's life insurance.
Yeah, and so that I think that's a big misconception.
It is a big misconception. They don't even understand the value of life insurance. And most people don't get it because they think it's expensive.
Yeah.
When really, it's barely, about...
$30.
Depending on your age, because of course, the younger you are, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more expensive it is.
Right.
However, life insurance is really, if you're healthy and young, you can get it and pay that same amount for the duration of your life.
Yes.
You know?
And you're right, because I paid 30-something for both of my boys.
Exactly.
It's like $15, $16 a piece.
Right. Exactly.
Them.
And
yeah.
even when they get 30, 45, it's still going to be $16.
Right.
So
right.
it's best that you get it when you're young. And if you have young kids, go ahead and get it now.
Yeah.
Because it's pennies on a dollar. And if you're still young and fairly healthy, it's still affordable.
Right.
It's barely cost as much as a daily cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying?
And even for me, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had life insurance on mm-hmm. me at the time. Well, she let it go. And then when I decided to pick it up for myself, I had already been diagnosed.
Okay.
So that's why it's so important to me. And since that diagnosis, I've had life insurance. But because I have a pre-existing condition, I pay a little more. But it's still not expensive.
It's still not expensive.
Maybe $50 a month for life insurance, but then I have all those other policies.
Right, those small policies. Yeah, mm-hmm. the disabilities.
Yeah,
for cancer, heart accident, those things.
Yeah.
And those are great policies they have in place, too. But again, back on the life insurance policy, and there's value in different life insurance policies as well. There's one called the IUL, which is an Index Universal Life Policy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that policy, you have a life insurance policy as well as like a kind of like a savings account in one.
Right.
So you can, the money that you put in, part of it pays your policy, and then the other half of your premium goes towards like a savings, and it definitely creates cash value.
Does it draw interest?
It draws interest. Mm-hmm. It draws interest and compound
yeah.
interest. And what compound interest is that every year it's the year interest before on top of the next year
on top
interest.
Of the next year. Okay.
Right. So you can actually borrow against it as well and build a retirement fund with it.
So, yeah. So you mentioned that to me. We were talking mm-hmm. about this yesterday, that when you can build a retirement fund with for people that are, and that's good for people that are self-employed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For people that are self-employed and for people that are employed by employees.
Because they can have as much
insurance as you want. And also with the IUL, you can take a lump sum of money and just dump it into that
right.
policy. And all that'll go towards your savings,
yeah.
building interest and compound interest. And it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
So you can write it off on your taxes.
And I think if it's the same thing, after 10 years, you can't do anything after 10, or you can pull all your money out
after 10 years.
After 10
years, you can pull it all out
okay.
if you want to.
Yeah.
yeah with no
That's
penalties.
That's the one I look. Right,
but there's
right,
no
right.
penalties anyway. If you dump it all into the IUL, there's no penalties as if you,
okay.
if you had a 401k, you know how they penalize you and you have to.
Right.
pay like 30% back or whatever, but
right.
if you put it in the IUL and you pull it all out, you can pull it out anytime, but after 10 years, you can pull it out and you have to pay
no penalty, no taxes,
no anything.
Right. So for somebody that is young who doesn't know about insurance
mm-hmm.
or the importance of insurance or how to even go about it, what do you suggest them to do? if they should be, you know, give someone a call.
Yeah, for someone who wants insurance or inquiring about the knowledge, I recommend that you can call me.
Call up. Call. But her real name is, we business over here, honey.
Yes, we business. Call Bridget Williams at 832-540-7592. That's my cell number. Call me anytime.
Y'all got that? Repeat the number again. What was the number?
Well, you know what? I think it's...
She got so many numbers, y'all.
832-540-7952. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the number.
That's the number.
So if you need insurance, if you just want to ask questions about it, give her a call. She's licensed. She's very knowledgeable when it comes to it. She's helped me. You know, iron sharpens irons. I don't know everything. So when I have questions about my insurance, because I'll call you and be like, sis, you know, what can I do with this because of this? And you'll send me links. And she's very knowledgeable with that. So I just suggest that you guys reach out to someone. There's no dumb questions because we don't know it all. And I think one of the biggest problems for Black people is that we are afraid of what we don't know. And if something challenges us, instead of doing it, we shut down and we just don't do it. So we need to have insurance on our kids. Get it. Bailey, my grandbaby's 5. I'm going to put her in a life insurance policy because it's cheaper now. You don't have to pay so much money.
Right.
And then she can keep it. You know, I can transfer it. Oh, it's transferable.
Yeah, it is transferable.
Yeah, it's transferable.
Yeah, you can transfer it to her.
To her.
Yeah.
And y'all,
but you might want to keep it, though.
Yeah. So, and y'all, you know, we do a lot of transferring Section 8 housing. Let's just be real.
Right.
We got generations.
We
pass down Section 8 housing to our kids. The kids, the mother passed it down to her kids and her kids. So, you know, we need to get out of that mindset of holding on to public housing, Section 8, and food stamps. And let's try to get some insurance, because what you said to me the other day, that's how you establish generational wealth.
Right, exactly.
And we wonder, how do other races get this money? Well, the day they have kids, the first stop they make is not to the WIC office.
It's to the insurance.
Thank
man.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
So they put their kids in insurance.
They put their kids in insurance, and a lot of times if their kids have accidents or, you know, accident
policies and everything.
Right. That's a great start for someone when you have a nice insurance policy on someone that accidentally died or, you know, God forbid. But that's a great way to start a new business, buy a new home.
Yeah.
Pass it down to your kids.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, I think everyone should invest in life insurance. You know,
and tell us the difference between, and I know, and I'm saying it for the people that are listening, because there are people, see, I'm asking questions that a lot of people are probably afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a term life policy and a whole life policy?
Okay, so a whole life policy is exactly what it says. Whole life is for your duration of your life.
Right.
The premium will not change. You don't have to worry about it increasing or decreasing. Yes. However, a term life is exactly what it says. Term is for the term of the policy. So if you get the policy for 10 years term, it's gonna be at that set rate monthly for 10 years. After that 10 years, it's gonna increase.
It increases.
It's gonna increase dramatically because of the fact you're 10 years older. Now, God forbid if you have a illness, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you definitely, I recommend you get a whole.
The whole life is recommended, y'all.
Whole life
do not get a term life insurance policy. And I think if you do a term life insurance policy, that's for if you're older, right?
No, you can do a term.
If you don't want to do a term life young, because you may live 70 years.
Yeah.
From what I was told. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah.
No, you're right. You know. Well, you can do a term life young, say you don't want it, because terms are cheaper. So let me go there. So if you want to do it, but they don't bill cash value either.
Right.
So there's
really
no benefit in term. But say you get a term for 10 years, right? You're 20 and now you're 30. But before you turn 30, before the 10 year is up, you can revert that term into a whole policy.
Right.
So I recommend that if you don't want to spend a lot of money, and not that it costs a lot anyway, depending on your age.
Right.
But if you did go into a term, I recommend you flip your term into a whole before the term is over.
Right. Okay.
So your insurance won't be so expensive once the term ends, because now you're 10 years older.
So in case we forget that, because that's 10 years, that's a whole decade, people forget, just the best thing to do is just go with a whole life insurance.
The best thing to do is just go with a whole life insurance policy.
Yeah.
I recommend an IUL. Index Universal Life, again, where you can build cash value, you can build a retirement fund, it's just like a savings. You can pull it out when you want to. You can dump as much money into it as you want to.
Right.
For the IUL.
Another thing, I've heard people say that they've had policies, and as they paid on the policies, the amount of money that they would have gotten had there been an issue, it decreased. I don't know if that falls on the term life policy. So I've seen, someone was explaining to me that they had a policy, and I think in the beginning the policy would have paid out, let's say, $100,000. But as they continue to pay on it over the years, that payout decreased. What is that?
You know what? I've heard of that too. I know that's not an IUL, but that may be one of the older policies.
Yeah.
And the policies have changed tremendously with the new wave.
Okay.
So I've heard of that as well. And I'm not, I think maybe because it's, maybe it's an index policy or something.
But we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do index. And I think it goes up and down with the stock market.
Right.
Or something like
it
that.
Fluctuates.
So it fluctuates. So I'm not too knowledgeable on that, but I definitely heard about that. But I don't think that they have policies like that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these days it takes about a good $10,000 to do a decent burial. How much?
Oh my God. Yeah. More.
More.
You know, yeah.
So do a decent burial. Mm-hmm. You suggest that they get at least $20,000 or more?
I suggest they get at least $25,000
or more.
Yeah.
To be able to bury
able
them
to bury,
comfortably
but,
and maybe pay a few bills.
Right.
You know, because if you have a home, as we do, as you do, and your kids, as we both have, they may, of course, inherit your home.
Right.
So while they're trying to bury you, they still have monthly expenses to take care of as well.
Right.
You know, and so that extra money will kind of
definitely come in handy.
And so that's something that we need to think about. And why do Black people, why are we so afraid to talk about death and insurance?
Well, for one reason, the reason why we don't get insurance is because, first of all, like we said, they feel like it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And then they feel like it's for babies or old people, which is not true.
Not true, because we're dying young.
Exactly. And then they feel like, oh, I don't need it. I'm strong and healthy.
When
you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right. Nobody knows the
day. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
They say I have insurance through their job. And that's another thing. You may have insurance through your job, but if your job lays you off,
then
you
that's
have
gone.
No insurance.
And that's happening a lot.
Yes.
People who've been on jobs for 20, 15 to 30 years, all of a sudden you go in one day, you get a pink slip, the place is closed, your insurance is gone. We cannot depend, y'all, we cannot continue to depend on other people.
No, you have to insure
to take
yourself.
Care of us.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. That's like, to me, having people, our people, will pay $200 for
a
bundles
of hair,
shoes, you know,
and
hotel rooms, going, showing out on Instagram. And I don't understand. I promise you, I think it's only 10% of the African-American community that has life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really sad.
That's very sad.
Very
sad. And they also feel like, oh, I don't need it. I don't have kids. It's not, you don't have to have kids to have life insurance. Somebody has to pay to bury you.
Bury yourself.
Bury yourself.
I don't want that burden to be on my mom or my sister or my kids. I mean, it's bad enough they have to deal with the loss. So let's just try to make it easier on our family members, y'all. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We can, y'all can call Bridget Hellfire. She gave y'all the number. You can have a conversation with her. She can get you some policies going.
Right.
Come on, let's insure. Let's go ahead
let's
and put insurance on each other.
Yeah,
you know?
And just to make it, you know, make it clear to them to show that they don't, you know, it's not that expensive. An average insurance policy on a 50-year-old that's healthy is still less than $50.
It is.
And even with yourself, you said that you've been diagnosed with cancer and you still pay like $50-something. So just imagine if you're younger, of course, if it's 50 on a 50-year-old, and that's about 50,000.
Right.
You know, maybe
100,000. It's like 50,000. Well, I have two. So I have two. But it's not expensive.
Right.
It's what we pay every, I mean, you
it's
just throw it away.
It's
you go to eat, you know, you're out buying nail glue.
Right.
You get your nails done every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
You
and
know?
That's once a month.
Right.
So you get your nails done every 2 weeks, $25, $50 every 2 weeks. That's $100. That's less than an insurance policy.
So is it that we just don't have the knowledge, or are we afraid to talk about death?
I think it's a little bit both. We don't have the knowledge and we are afraid and we think it's an expense when it's really an asset.
Right.
So
we think of it as an expense.
Yeah, we think of it, oh, it's another bill and I can afford it. But you can, because you can afford those bundles of hair.
You do that and you have insurance on your car.
And your cell phone.
Oh
and
my God.
Cell phone.
You pay monthly insurance on
your
cell phone,
but you do not
have a burial policy.
You got insurance
life
on
insurance.
Your cell phone, but not on yourself. Now what sense does that make?
It is something wrong, y'all. We have to do better. And I think we
And you got a case on your cell phone. You got it all.
You got a protector. You got a screen protector.
okay, and insurance. All but you have no protection on your life.
No protection on your life. And it's crazy.
Now, what sense does that make?
That doesn't make any sense. We were sitting there talking about that the other day. You know, we share a lot. We talk all the time. Y'all, we just sharing with y'all. We talk all the time. I went to the Indiana the other day, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, just having to deal with this again. I wasn't in a place where I was like, what if, you know? Something happens and I leave here, you know? I die. Let's just be real. We're all going to die one day, y'all. Wake up. We're going to die. Life is terminal. If you're here living now and you hear my voice, you will soon die.
You know what they say? You live, die. But they say you live, pay taxes, and die.
And die.
All those are true.
So you're going to die. And if this conversation scares you, it's because you don't have the knowledge. You just don't understand. Right. It used to scare me when I was younger. I didn't want to talk about it. But the thought of being diagnosed with breast cancer, I guess because I was faced with that. Now I'm so adamant about paying my insurance.
Right.
To the point where I tell my kids, hey, this is what the insurance policy, you know, I've told my sister. Even my sister, I have hers. You know, get it. Share it with people.
Right.
Tell everybody what your policy.
Yeah,
we need to have those conversations.
We need to have those conversations with our kids. And you're right. As a culture, we don't want to face the reality of death.
And why? Because we play Jesus more than anybody. Why are we scared and we hallelujah more than anybody?
If anything, we need to be scared to live.
And then like this song will say, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
Okay, but I'm afraid to die.
It's too hard living, but I'm afraid. Now, that song means a lot to me now. Because when I used to hear that song, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
That is so
true. But you know what? Death is the best thing that can happen to us.
It really is. It's peaceful.
It's peace.
From what I see.
You don't know you're dead.
Yeah, girl, you think you sleep.
You think you sleep. Think about it. When you go to bed at night.
You are dead.
Yes.
Because you won't
even
know
you died. Anything. Thank you.
You will not know you died.
I don't know from 10 o'clock what happened until the next morning. And my client was telling me this morning, this is so funny. Hey, Miss Jean, girl, I know you listening. So she told me this morning she had to go take an MRI, girl. And she's very knowledgeable, y'all. Get you around some elders. Elders, they pour life into you.
Oh, my God.
They're so knowledgeable, and they share so much, and I love my clients. They share so much with me. So anyway, girl, she had to do an MRI. Mm. And we get on these subjects talking about life insurance and stuff. She's like, girl, I was so scared. She said, I'm laying in the machine, and I said, this must be what it feels like to be in a casket.
Oh,
I said, baby, that is not what it feels like to be in a casket. Because once you're in a casket, you're not going to know you're in a casket.
You don't even know you're in a casket.
So that's that thing. We think we're going to feel it or death hurts. God said he took the sting out of death. You don't know it.
You don't know
it. You won't know it. So I could be sitting here with you today as it's happened before and walk out of here and just, God forbid, I don't see tomorrow.
Right.
You know, that's just how we live life in vapors. So y'all, come on now.
Right, we really, really, really need to get it together.
We got to do better.
And speaking of how we insure everything else, like we said, the cell phone, we insure the cars, but not
the person
that's
in the car. You can't drive it out the parking lot until you have insurance on.
You cannot.
You know?
But the person in the car is not insured.
When you think about it, there's insurance on everything.
Everything.
When you buy a TV, you want insurance. I've shopped in Amazon's cart. Just furniture. When you buy it on Wayfair, like, do you want to take out the insurance on it?
Yeah.
Like, there's insurance.
The insurance, the warranty, insurance.
Right. So, it's insurance for everything, y'all. So, let's just do better. Please, y'all.
So, let's insure
our lives.
Let's insure our kids. Let's insure our parents, our friends.
Yeah. And if y'all don't mind, let's put some insurance on y'all. Y'all can put something on me.
I mean,
what's the problem?
Absolutely.
That's the come up.
At the end of the day, if anything happens, God forbid, the insurance policy is in place and everything is going to be much easier.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you, some people, they say, I had somebody say this, I'm not leaving no insurance for them to up on me when I die and they get this money.
I think that's
but
so selfish.
That is
ignorant.
Foolish and ignorant.
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 Why would you want to leave something for your family? Why would you want to leave something for your kids?
You that ignorant that you're going to die, and the last thing that everybody going to remember about you, and it's going to come up in the feeds in your memory, is you had to have a darn GoFundMe.
And a fish fry.
And barbecue. You're not a good place. So listen. you got 30,000, look, you got 10,000, 30,000 followers on Instagram. You got all these cute pictures. You don't have it going on, boo, if you don't have a life insurance policy on yourself and your kids.
And your kids.
So my kids are 23, yours is 23 and 15, mine is 23 and 27. I have a life insurance policy on the both of them.
And so do I.
And God forbid if something happened to me, I hope they can take it and continue.
And build. Yeah, maybe start a great business or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And so, yeah, I recommend that you get at least $50,000.
Yeah.
Because for every $1,000, it's only maybe like 50 cents.
Girl, let me tell you something. DuPont, I'm with Credit Union. DuPont Credit Union, I pay $3 for just $2,000 life insurance. You know what I mean? Because they'll send you the little things. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you can't have too much.
And they just draft it out,
right?
You know? And it's, if you put it on automatic draft, it's just like going through the toll. We pay $40 to go through a toll, but we won't pay for a life insurance policy. It's only $15, y'all.
Because people think they're not going to die.
That's the same thing.
Not that some of us, we are afraid,
we think we have time.
Yeah, you think you have time.
Think we have time.
When time is running out. I mean,
for
every day is another day that you're aging.
Closer to
death.
Every day is another day closer to death.
Exactly.
So, a lot of people probably won't tune in when y'all hear us talk about life insurance policy.
I hope they do. I think they
will. I hope so. We get a lot of, you know, people listen to us when we act silly, but we're serious, y'all. We try to make sure we take care of our families, our kids, ourselves, and we just want to share the love with y'all.
Yes,
it's easy. Call Bridget. Again, what's the phone number, Bridget?
832-540-7952, guys. Call me with your comments, questions, or concerns about life insurance or health insurance, because I do health insurance as well.
Yes.
Please, please.
And please call it health insurance, y'all. Y'all understand right now what's going on with health insurance. It is a mess.
It is.
It is a big mess.
It can be expensive, too, but you need to find the right carrier that fits your needs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then that's why you need to speak with the agent or someone that can help you figure out. Because what works for her, it's not going to work for me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yes. So what are y'all's thoughts? Y'all let us know. Y'all, don't forget, we do have our website. You can go on to our website. It's holywaterandhellfire.com. Y'all can leave reviews.
Right.
You can send us an email.
Right. What's our email?
Our email is talk@holywaterandhellfire.com
and
info@holywaterandhellfire.com. Y'all can book us. We do events.
Yes, book us.
Yes, we'll come out, do an event. And girl, you know, we're going to start doing something real cute we talk about, right?
Yes, 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 honey.
So before we die, we want to live, right? We're going to have us a few little cute parties.
Yes, we're going to have some real cute parties.
Cute little parties. So y'all book us so we can kind of give y'all some little hints and some little something to do with your husband and all that stuff.
We're going to have some mature and sure romantic teachings, honey, and cleansings, okay?
All of that good stuff, y'all.
You can follow us on our Facebook page, Holy Water and Hellfire, our Instagram page, Holy Water and Hellfire.
Yes.
And again, like Holy Water said, our website, holywaterandhellfire.com.
And honey, we on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
we on Twitter.
We tweeting.
We tweeting now, y'all.
Holy Water and Hellfire.
We're
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes. So y'all hit us up. We really wanted to come to y'all today and just express or talk about something that's so real and something that's needed.
Yeah, we don't
in
talk
our
about
community.
It
yeah, we don't talk about it.
But it's definitely needed. So everybody, get you some life insurance.
Get your life insurance.
Get your whole life, y'all.
Get your whole life. For real.
Whole life. Yes.
Not term life. Like, get your whole life.
Okay. Yes. That is too funny.
So y'all, we're going to keep this one short today. I'm sure that usually we go with like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's a little short because we just wanted to hit y'all with that. But we will be talking to y'all again next week.
Talk to you soon. This is Hellfire.
And I am Holy Water.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.